Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. Da-na-na-na-na-na, today is my birthday. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yes, today is my birthday, April 13. I'm not going to tell you how old I am. No, I'm just kidding. I don't mind at all. I turned 53 at 8:35 a.m. And yes, I'm an Aries, and I'm also a Scorpio moon and a Scorpio rising. And if you don't know what that means, I know I keep saying this, but it is in the future. I am going to do another full episode of astrology that'll take us more in depth of what everything on the chart means. Maybe not everything, because I'm still learning too, actually, but you know, we'll kind of do a deep dive into astrology more than before, because I didn't have as much knowledge then as I do now. So it'll be a more interesting episode. So anyway, as I'm recording this, which is Wednesday, April 10, it is 71 degrees outside. We just had a snowstorm. So, like, literally, there was still snow on the ground. Well, it's probably all melted away by now, but it's crazy. It is crazy. So what's going on in your area about that? Did you guys watch the solar eclipse? It was so cool. So I did post a picture on Facebook and Instagram and everything. I'll post it here again, but my granddaughter got a really good picture of the eclipse. I tried to get a good picture, but mine just were not coming out good. At first, they kept coming out as just big flashes of white light. And then my nephew had posted in our family group chat a picture that he had taken, and it came out perfect. And I'm like, how did you do that? So he said he put his eclipse glasses over the lens, which, okay, I tried doing that, but it still wasn't coming out. I would see like the orange part of it and like the blackened out part of it, but it still didn't look right. It didn't look like what you were seeing up in the sky. You know what I mean? So I was getting all like, oh, I want a good picture. And he used a regular camera. Well, I was trying to use my phone, and I do have an iPhone, and it has like the triple cameras, the triple lenses. But so it was kind of tricky. But my granddaughter used her iPad, and after a few tries, she got a really decent picture. And if you watch it on YouTube, here it is. So that was pretty cool. So we had fun. I was with my grandkids, and we sat on the back deck in their yard, and we looked up at the sun with our sunglasses on, with our solar glasses on, and we meditated. And I'm telling you, I meditated a little bit longer than they did, of course, but they did good. I just soaked up all of the energy of the solar eclipse. I mean, I soaked it up, and it felt so good. So I hope you guys got a chance to at least see it. It's a really cool spectacle. Now, our area only got about 95, a little bit more than 95% coverage. I was looking on the news. I've seen videos and pictures of areas that got full coverage, and their areas got dark. And that's what I really was hoping for with us, but it didn't happen that way. It was still kind of bright outside. You could see a lot more shadows, but we did not get full coverage. And the pictures and videos that I saw, the full coverage, amazing. Amazing. And I have seen full coverage eclipse before, a long time ago, of course. And this isn't going to happen for a while. So I really hope you guys got a chance to see it. All right, anyway, let's get on with our Astrocast for April 13 to April 19. On Saturday, April 13, my birthday, the moon and sun sextile at 2:35 a.m. The moon squares with Neptune at 10:46 and is void until 1:45 p.m. when it enters Cancer. The moon and Pluto quincunx at 5:26. On Sunday, the moon and Venus square at 11:24 a.m. The moon and Saturn trine at 5:48. At 11:17 p.m., the moon and Mars trine. At 3:12 a.m. Monday, the moon squares off with Mercury. The moon sextiles Jupiter at 4:05. The moon and Uranus sextile at 6:01. At 3:13 p.m., the moon enters its second quarter phase and is square with the sun. At 7:22, the moon is trine with Neptune and is void until 10:24 when it enters Leo. At 2:33 a.m. Tuesday, the moon is in opposition with Pluto. At 4:30 a.m. Wednesday, the moon is trined with Venus. At 4:42, the moon and Saturn quincunx. The moon and Mercury trine at 11:01. At 2:04 p.m., the moon and Mars quincunx. At 4:11, the moon squares off with Jupiter. At 5:20, the moon squares off with Uranus. At 7:12 a.m. Thursday, the moon and Neptune quincunx. At 8:02 a.m., the moon trines with the sun and is void until 10:10 when it enters Virgo. The moon and Pluto quincunx at 2:20 p.m. At 4:59 a.m. Friday, the moon and Pluto are in conjunction. The sun enters Taurus at 10 o'clock. Happy birthday, Taurians! So Taurus is a feminine sign and is a fixed sign. And it is ruled by Venus. They are loyal and sensual, but they can also be very possessive. Taurus rules the second house. The element is earth and the color is green. And then Mars and Jupiter sextile at 11:28 a.m. The moon and Saturn are in opposition at 5:33 p.m. At 7:56, Mars sextiles Uranus. The moon and Mercury quincunx at 9:10. At 11:47, the moon and Venus quincunx. All right, so what does it all mean, right? So keep in mind, you could gain through more work. Be careful of using poor judgments. You could experience emotional upheavals during inner security. Maybe some extravagant accomplishments can be cheerful and exciting. The beginning of the week, you may get restless with original ideas. There could be a snag in your plans. Be cooperative. Midweek, it may be time to redecorate. There's your excuse. Examine repressed emotions and persuade others. You might get impulsive emotions, and a quick mind may be needed. Towards the end of the week, discriminate between apathy and relaxation. You might find yourself in quiet conversations. Use your talents for achievements. Stick with those plans. Remember the snag you had at the beginning of the week. Now that make you be mindful of sticking with plans. Balance your thinking and emotions in order to be successful. Discrimination may be required in romantic situations. Magic Moonlog is sponsored by Life Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7. That's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. All right, there it is. Okay, so let's do our spell of the week. And this is Under the Rose, and it's page 82. I always get so close to it, and then I end up passing it. All right. So this is for April 16, which is Tuesday. And the color of the day is maroon, and the incense of the day is cedar. Roses are often associated with love and love spells, but they also figure prominently in spells for secrecy and silence. Roses have been closely linked to Harpocrates, the god of silence. When swearing a person to secrecy or engaging in actions you wish to keep secret, make an oath under the rose. Gather rose petals, stem roses, or cut rose flowers from bushes. Place them in a cloth bag or gather the roses in a bundle and tie with black yarn or string. The fresher the roses, the more potent the spell. As you gather with others to manifest your secret magic, place the bundle of roses above your heads. Hang the roses like you would mistletoe in a doorway or from the ceiling. Work the spell under the roses, and all present will be oath-bound not to reveal what was done, discussed, or revealed. And that was written by Phoenix LaFay and Gwion Raven. And I understand that I take a lot of their spells. They do a lot in the books. Anyway, let's do our everyday spells card. And this is for a positivity spell. You'll need 1 white candle, 2 drops rose oil, 1 white rose, 1 garlic clove, 1 rose incense, and a bunch of white sage. Generate positive energy into the world with this spell. Begin by anointing your candle with rose oil during a waning moon. Place the rose in a bowl of water. Light the incense and place the garlic clove beside it. Light the sage and use it to cleanse the space around your altar, repeating this mantra. We walk the path of peace. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is everywhere around. Harm shall come to none, only understanding and peace. All right, and as usual, I will put that on the Facebook page. All right, so now for the Oracle card, and I'm choosing from the Dragon Oracle deck. So, let me take them out, and we will give them a shuffle. And as usual, we wish these cards to resonate with what we're talking about, what's coming up this week. A nice birthday message for me would be awesome. But of course, I'm doing this for a general overall reading. And ooh, I don't know if you can hear that beeping. That's somebody's smoke alarm going off. We hear that a lot in these apartments. I think people just burn their food. I don't know. I don't smell burning, but they're definitely doing something. All right. So I'm going to stop shuffling, and I'm going to take the top card. And we've got the Source Dragon. Okay, so let me look in the book. I don't use this deck a whole lot, so it's going to take me a few minutes to... Let's see, because there's no number on the card or anything either, so it's a little harder to find in the book, because you have to know what kind of dragon it is too, because there's different sections. But anyway, let me see. Source Dragon. It is the last card in the deck. Goodness. Okay. 110. All right, Source Dragon. This card attunes you to the infinite is what it says. And be still in the silence. Magic can happen. Be in the moment. All right. In the center of all the dimensions, galaxies, and universes is an infinite point of pure stillness and love. This is the heart of Source, and from it flows the most incredible illumination. As the wishes of Source flow forth, the illumined angels, known as the seraphim, sing Om, the vibration of master creation at a 12th dimensional frequency. This allows the will of the creator to spread as seed thoughts into the universe. Ninth dimensional transparent white source dragons exist purely to attend to the divine will and turn wishes into reality. They step down the light to a ninth dimensional level so that we can access it. They act as portals of light through which we can connect with the energies of the infinite. And the guidance to this card says, a source dragon has come to you now because it is time for you to enjoy a period of stillness with awareness. Breathe deeply and listen to the silence. It's not very silent here. I can still hear that alarm going off. Something very sacred is coming into your life. This could be anything from the fruition of a long-held dream to becoming a true master. It is being presented to you now. Be diligent, calm, and focused, and remember to breathe deeply. Breath is the key to being in the moment, and this is where the greatest magic happens. Ask the Source Dragon to accompany you on every step of your exciting new journey, and always remember that the present moment creates your future. All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, that is all I have for you today. I am going to have a nice birthday weekend. As I told you guys before, if you listened before to the previous episode, last week's episode, I'm going out to dinner with my family at one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. I am telling you right now that they bring you the chips and salsa, and I could just sit there and eat those all day. I could eat and eat and eat chips and salsa all day long. I could go through a whole... I actually keep asking them, can you bring more salsa? Because they never bring you enough. So, and at this particular restaurant, I always get chicken fajitas. So, so good. I'm so excited. I can't wait for tonight. We're going to be going out to dinner. And it's going to be an early dinner, so it's not going to be like crazy busy there and everything. So the weekend is going to be about my birthday. And some of you might not... You know, I don't know about you guys, but I do make a huge deal out of my birthday. Every year, I get together with my family, and I choose a restaurant for us to go to, and it's different every year. And I don't expect any gifts or anything like that. I just want to spend time with my family. And, you know, family just means a lot to me, and we've always kind of made a big deal out of our birthdays, you know what I mean? I remember it was a huge deal when I turned 18. It was a huge deal turning 16, although I did not have one of those coming of age parties that a lot of people are, what do you call it, a sweet 16 party. I never really had that. I think when I turned 16, it was just all about my friends, you know what I mean, instead of just the family. When I turned 21, it wasn't a huge deal. I didn't go out and get smashed, you know what I mean, because as a teenager going to parties, you have access to alcohol anyway. So turning 21, it's like, been there, done that. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a huge deal. Yeah, but I always feel that your birthday is your special day. You know what I mean? Think about an astrology. Think about our birth chart. That day is created for us. Your birthday is created for you. I have come across people in my life that don't celebrate their birthday at all. They either don't celebrate it because that's the way they were brought up. Maybe they were brought up in rough times and they just didn't want to make a huge deal out of it because maybe they couldn't. Maybe they couldn't afford things. I understand that, you know. Or maybe it has something to do with their religion or spirituality. Maybe they just think it's a sin to just kind of like celebrate yourself. You know what I mean? And then other people are just like, yeah, it's just any other day. I just don't feel the big deal about it. I don't want people making a big fuss out of me. You know what I mean? I'm the person that, yes, please make a fuss out of me because it's my birthday. It is my day. And I understand that I share it with other people, but not always at the same exact time, not always at the same exact planet alignments in the same location. Do you know what I mean? So think about that. That is your birthday is your special day. It's all about you. So celebrate your birthday. Celebrate it. Embrace it. Some people might not celebrate it because they're turning older. I'm a year older now. Oh, no, no. But let me tell you, the only birthday that bothered me was when I turned 30. I would not do the day. I think I stayed in bed most of the day because I was an emotional wreck. I don't know why. I was an emotional wreck and nothing seemed to be going right for me. Anything I did, I was like super clumsy. I was, everything was going wrong. You know, it was a bad day. It's just, and I think it was just because my emotions were just turned upside down. And I did. I was depressed. I stayed in bed most of the day. But that night, I remember my husband at the time and our kids did something special for me. They had a birthday cake for me and they gave me presents. And actually, I believe, if I remember correctly, I believe that that is the year that I got a big box from my then mother-in-law with all my first witchy tools. So that is something to remember. That was a special, you know what I mean? That was special to me. Why didn't they do that first thing in the morning? See, you know what I mean? Why did they have to wait until that night, knowing that how much of a wreck I was? If they had done it that morning, that would have made my day. And I would have been more happy because that all did make me happy. Darn it. Why didn't, you know? So they should have done it. So let me tell you, if you notice that somebody's having a bad day on their birthday, make their day. Do something really nice for them and special. Celebrate your birthday. All right, everyone. Have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.